Monster Movie Media presents.
Give up on your dreams, no matter how hard things around you seem. You gotta keep your head on what you do today. Keep holding on, cause help is on the way. When out of the blue, your buddies appear. They're like instant friends and their mission is clear. Keep working together to make it all real. It's what you've been hoping all along you'd feel. Well, you can lean on me. Lean on me, when you're not strong.
Ahoy there, Budsketeers, and welcome to episode one of the Air Bud Kingdom podcast, the internet's only podcast all about Air Bud and the Air Bud film series. We have got a whole kit and caboodle of fun and good times jam-packed into this great number one episode of the internet's only Air Bud podcast, Air Bud Kingdom. First things first, want to wish a very, 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 very special happy birthday to Miss Liliani Mummy. Of course, we all know her as the voice of Rosebud and Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, and Santa Buddies. And of course, she's been in such classic films such as Cheaper by the Dozen and Leroy and Stitch. Not Lilo, Leroy. Although she was in Lilo and Stitch 2, Stitch has a glitch. So we hope you have an Air Buddy-rific birthday. And in your honor, in my household tonight, we're going to have a Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies marathon all back to back to celebrate your birthday. So happy birthday. Okay. Formalities aside, let's get to the good stuff. When you think of the Air Bud / Air Buddies franchise, it's hard not to think about one character that sticks out in your mind as being the iconic character, besides, of course, Buddy, who is the most iconic. But this character is iconic because it is the only one that was in all of the Air Bud films and also all of the Air... Not, excuse me. I know you guys think that I'm messing up here. I don't know all my Air Bud facts. This character was not in all the Air Buddies movie, but was in the first two. And of course, I don't even need to say it, I'm talking about the character of Jackie Fram, a.k.a. Sullivan, portrayed over the years by Wendy McKenna, Cynthia Stevenson, and Chilton Crane. So since this is the only character to cross over to both the Air Bud and Air Buddies movies, I would like to, you know, let's explore the character and let's pay tribute that this character was so important that she made the leap. Can you believe that? She made the leap. She was in the Air Bud films and Air Buddy films. The only character. Talk about iconic. So to explore the character a little quickly, I'm going to read a little bit of the script from 1997's Air Bud, the one that started it all. In this scene here, it's a little conversation between Jackie Fram and Josh Fram. Off screen. Josh, I'm home. Buddy, stay here and don't move until I come back. Leaves the bathroom quickly and walks downstairs. Doing something for Andrea. There you go. Hi, Mom. Can I help with the groceries? Excuse me? Can I help with the groceries? How was your day? Okay, what's going on? Nothing. Can't a guy help his mom with the groceries? Upstairs, Buddy quietly nudges the basketball Josh uses to get him into the tub, out of the bathroom, to the top of the stair of the staircase.
What did you do?
Mom, remember when I had a hamster?
Do you want another hamster?
No, not exactly.
Josh, spit it out.
Buddy nudges the basketball off the top of the stairs and it bounced downstairs, it causing numerous plant spills, shrieking,
"Oh my God, oh my God."
As Buddy is chasing the basketball downstairs, he gets wrapped and covered in a new piece of wallpaper that comes back down the wall. Then a 5-gallon bucket of white paint spills all over Buddy's backbone, causing Buddy to shake a majority of the paint off of his fur and onto Jackie and Josh's faces.
No!
Buddy, ew. Can we keep him? Jackie quietly gets the paint off her eyelids and looks at Josh as if shouting, "How dare you?"
Oh boy, now we all remember that scene very vividly, and it is crazy to think about a world where we don't know that scene. So, but we don't have to think about that because we know it and we love it. So, you know, this would really get a feeling for Jackie Fram here. I mean, she's smart. She's on the ball. She knows what's up. She's not waiting around, you know, waiting for people to pull the wool over her eyes. You know, they might get some paint on her eyes, but you're not pulling the wool over her eyes because, you know, she knows her son. And she knows that, you know, Josh isn't going to help with the groceries just to be a good guy, which kind of makes Josh a little bit of a jerk here. I don't want to be the one to say these type of things, but, you know, we do keep it real here on Air Bud Kingdom, and you got to call a duck when you see a duck, so, or a dog if you see a dog, whatever. So, you know, I think we really get to know, you know, a little bit about that she can pick up on things and she knows something's about to go down. She's very perceptive of that. Truth be told, she did take the paint, you know, on her face incident a little better than most. You know, it wasn't like it was just water or something. It was actually paint. So she pulled that off. Well, that's going to do it for this episode's segment about Jackie Fram. Next time we take a look at the legacy of Jackie Fram, we're going to take a look at the infamous Judge Cranfield scene. Yeah, I can't wait to get my paws into that one. That's going to be good. But you have to wait till next time. But you don't have to wait till next time for more of the Air Bud awesomeness to keep going at you, because right now it's time for a little Treasure Buddies Trivia. All right, you know it, you love it. It is 2012's Treasure Buddies, one of the last Treasure Buddy films to be produced. You know, the one where the buddies find themselves on an Indiana Jones-style adventure. I mean, of course, you know that. If you don't know that, why are you listening to this podcast? Oh my God, you guys, seriously. Well, let's get into some trivia. 2012's Treasure Buddies is the final movie under the Walt Disney Pictures banner with the CGI castle that had been in use since June 24th, 2006. Ending with Super Buddies, the series for the only time will use the new logo as of the release, where it drops the Walt and the pictures and simply says Disney. This is the only entry in the series to use the variant. It will not end with the castle saying Walt Disney Studios Home Entertainment, as the variant is uncommon. It will start and end the film simply by saying Disney. This film is the final one to use the entire name Walt Disney Pictures. Super Buddies would unofficially start the era with the castle saying Disney only. And there's your Treasure Buddies trivia.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night, yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub.
Okay, now it's time for a segment that is sure to become my favorite segment and probably will become your favorite segment as well. It's a little segment I like to call Air Bud Tweets. These are tweets, aka messages on the social media platform Twitter. Just in case you guys don't know what tweets are. Because you might say, why is he talking about birds? It should be barks. Right? So maybe I'll change it to that. Air Bud Barks. I think, okay, I'm making an executive decision as the executive producer of Air Bud Kingdom. The segment will be now known as Air Bud Barks. Well, since we don't have a Twitter account since Air Bud Kingdom was taken, we're just going to read some tweets of people talking about Air Bud on Twitter and just, you know, so you can get a, you know, we can all just kind of stay connected in the Air Bud Nation fan community. So, yeah, here's a really great tweet from @JadeDrakey. And she posted about three pictures of her dogs, all seeming to be golden retrievers. And they're watching Air Bud, and their eyes are glued to the screen. They're loving it. And the caption that or that she wrote, although not really a caption, but just words, sorry, is they all love Air Bud. And then there's the emoji of the cry laughing and then a heart. So that's good, you know. You know, we all know that us humans enjoy Air Bud, but I'm glad that the dogs do as well. Another great tweet here is this one's from @DennyAbraham. And Denny wrote, I should probably watch Air Bud 1-5 /Air, Snow, Space, Santa, Spooky, Treasure, Super Buddies, and Santa Paws before directing Zero Dark Buddies. Well, I suppose, yeah, I mean, or it could be very interesting. You could just kind of come into it with a fresh, you know, a fresh set of eyes, you know, and just see what you can bring to the table. You know, that might be a tactic as a director, but as a connoisseur of the arts, I don't understand why you haven't watched all of those films already. You're really doing yourself a disservice. So you might want to just go ahead and direct Zero Dark Buddies real quick. Get that done. Bang that out. And then, you know, just set aside, like, you know, a weekend. And, you know, lock yourself in and, you know, strap in and get ready for, like, an amazing ride. You know, and just watch all of the films in a row consecutively. You know, I'm not ashamed to say I've done this at least 4 times this year. So it's really, it's, you just, you know, it's just good for the soul. So you should probably just do it too. Okay, here's another great tweet. This one's from @OmarDenise420. And I hope the 420 is for how many times you have watched any of the Air Bud / Air Buddies films collectively. And his tweet is, my favorite actor is the dog in Air Bud. Well, obviously. Yeah, and he actually is named Air Buddy. And of course we, you know, us children of the 80s grew up with him being the dog Comet on television's Full House. Now, of course, Air Buddy is no longer with us physically, but
but he's deep. Deep in all of our hearts. And he'll forever be my favorite actor too, Omar Deniz 420. You know, sorry, I know we're supposed to be a joyous thing, but I don't know, that Omar's tweet really got to me thinking about Air Buddy. Yeah, let's move on from that one. And let's do one more Air Bud bark. Because it's not tweets, it's barks. Come on, guys. Keep up with me. Keep up. We just changed it. Okay. Okay, this one comes from at Herson Cruz. And he tweet barks, "Dog bro has a terrible sense of smell, and it saddens me to think if I'm ever kidnapped, he won't go on an Air Bud plus taken rescue adventure." It probably meant slash. First of all, he refers to his dog as Dog Bro, so that's something that I don't think we're ready to tackle on Air Bud Kingdom at all. So we're just gonna skip on over that. And but you know, it's very interesting. You know, he is saddened that his dog can't smell very well, and that's not really as uplifting as a tweet as I hoped. You know, because he's, you know, we all kind of hope that, you know, if we ever get into some type of trouble, that our dogs will be inspired by Air Bud and the Air Buddies to kind of go above and beyond and help us get out of the jam and or pickle that we find ourselves in. That is sad. So, you know, that's too sad, you know, tweet barks in a row, and I'm really sorry, because again, I was supposed to be having a good time here and having fun, you know. But when it comes to such, you know, serious subject matter as the Air Bud franchise, you know, so, you know, it can't always be sunshine, daisies, and lollipops. You know, sometimes things get a little sad, you know, and I guess that's really what life is about, you know what I mean? It's the ups and downs through the eyes of Air Bud. Okay, moving on to our next segment is a segment that I'm pretty sure is going to become my favorite segment and will become your favorite segment on the Air Bud Kingdom podcast internet radio show as well. And that, of course, is the Air Bud fan fiction of the week. This week's fan fiction comes to us from Yoshizilla Rendizorigurus. And this is this one we loved here at Air Bud Kingdom because it's a crossover between the characters in the Air Bud film and the characters from the old Adult Swim television show Space Ghost Coast to Coast. So without any further ado, let's Scooby-Dee-Bop-Dop-Boo. I'm not sure why I did any of that. I was trying to get like some kind of like dog thing into that, and I said Scooby-Doo, but then it started scatting or bebopping, or I don't know what the kids call that. Anyways, here we go. Space Ghost interviews Air Bud. "You know, I wish I had a dog," Space Ghost said while rubbing his fingers on a peach.
"For what?"
Zorak states as he zips his coffee. "Because he is a dog I can always rely on," Space Ghost reassured with a smile, folding his arms together. Suddenly, Air Bud barked as he appeared on the set, panting and wagging his tail. "Well, there he is," Maltar commented while flipping through his green book. "Splendid," Space Ghost stated as he then placed a basketball hoop nearby, bending down to see Air Bud. "How about you and me get a little practice, dog?" Air Bud barked.
And then he grabs Space Ghost by the ankle, spinning him in the air, and sending the space school superhero through the basketball hoop with Zorak and Moltar cheering on. So, Air Bud. I'm sorry, that was Space Ghost's voice.
So, Air Bud. You really did a number on you, huh?
Zorak asked with a chuckle as he was playing the keyboard.
Yeah, don't doubt the power of a dog who can play sports. Space Ghost sighed as he had an ice bag on his head.
Moltar was simply pulling the lever for no good reason, and he glanced up.
Well, do you still want to hang out with him?
Of course I do. Air Bud is a legend like Lassie, Space Ghost stated as he flexed his muscles.
Why, I'd let him shoot me right in the dog bones, if you know what I mean.
Air Bud barked as he reappeared on set, dashing up to Space Ghost and smacking him in the stomach with a hockey puck, knocking him out as Zorak and Moltar both laughed at this.
Air Bud barked as he noticed Space Ghost groaning. Trying his best to stand up, Zorak and Moltar were still chuckling.
You're gonna be all right?
Zorak asked as he tilted his head up, blinking a couple of times.
Yeah, I hope so, Space Ghost stated as he shook his head. I feel woozy. What happened?
Well, Air Bud the dog here just pucked you with a hockey ball or puck, I don't know, Moltar stated as he pulled out his little green book and began reading through it again.
Space Ghost took a moment to register this as he folded his arms.
Really? Well, that's just rude. I just wanted to be friends with Air Bud.
Air Bud barks several times as he wags his tail, with Space Ghost leaning forward to him.
What's that? You do want to be friends?
Space Ghost asked, being licked in the face by Air Bud as he laughed.
All right, I'll take that as a sign.
And so Space Ghost and Air Bud left the Ghost Planet to do some sports-related activities together. Because who needs logic when you have a friend?
Okay, in our final segment in this episode, I'd like to just kind of have a little bit of a roundtable discussion with myself here about the future of the Air Bud / Air Buddies franchise. Now, sadly, as we all know, the last film in the series, Super Buddies, was released in 2013, a very long 3 years. But as we all know, Robert Vince, the director, producer, and writer of all of the Air Buddies films, has just recently released a brand new film this past January called Monkey Up. And, you know, while some of us Air Bud fans were excited about that, you know, I kind of had some reservations. You know, the plot synopsis of Monkey Up is, with their parents preoccupied with their new careers, a young girl and her brother befriend a talking monkey who is struggling to be taken seriously as an actor. I feel like, you know, maybe it's a lot of Air Bud fans were excited, but, you know, I'm not excited by this. You know, I'm not really interested in talking monkey movies. Okay? I'm interested in the Air Bud / Air Buddies franchise, and I feel like switching animals is just going to keep going down a very dark path, and it's going to take, and I don't think that they're going to come back around again from it. You know, maybe this is just a one-off. Maybe he just wanted to take a break from the Air Bud / Air Bud series and just, you know, get some new fresh perspective on things or something. I don't know. I don't really know what he's thinking. Okay, you know, I don't know why it's taken 3 years for anything to happen, but sorry, again, I'm getting worked up. You know, maybe doing this show will be good for me, because I have a lot of anger towards a lot of the choices that have been made in the past 3 years with no new Air Bud or slash Air Buddies films. I'm glad actually now that I have the forum, the platform, if you will, to just let out my frustration and anger, sadness at what has become of our beloved Air Bud slash Air Buddies franchise. I hope to God after, you know, this comes out and every gets this little run and whatever, that he gets this monkey business out of his system and goes back to what's real and what's pure. You know, what is the Air Bud slash Air Buddies franchise? And, you know, if you're asking me where should the franchise go once the return happens, and I do believe it will happen one day. Okay, I am an optimist. I don't think it's over. I don't believe it's over. It's not over, but where I think it should go from this point on is, you know, I think we need to go back to where it all started. Okay? I think that we need to go back to the Air Bud series and finally make Air Bud 6. We've been waiting for it. We've been hoping for it, you know, ever since 2003's Air Bud Spikes Back. You know, we need another one. I'm not sure what it would be called, what kind of sports slash dog pun. So I think that's just the kick in the butt that this franchise needs, you know? Like, we've had a great time with the buddies. You know, we had a lot of fun with the Santa pups, the whole gang. It's been awesome. But let's go back to where we all started, where this franchise is strong and where it thrives. Let's bring Air Bud back to the big screen. Guys, I'm going to throw something out there that you may not be ready to hear. Okay. You may be saying, you know, you may hear this and say, James, I'm not ready for this. You know, and maybe like after like a few hours or a few days, when you re-listen to this for the third or fourth time, you know, you'll probably sit there and say, okay, I wasn't ready for this, you know, on, you know, my first round. But you're really starting to make some sense over there, James. So I just wanted to give you a warning on that. But here's what I think. Here's what I think we need to do with Air Bud 6. I think we need to have a crossover film of Air Bud and Space Jam. Now, I know it's Disney and Warner Brothers, but they came together once before to give us Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I think they can come back and give us Air Bud Space Jam or Air Space Bud Jam. Air Space Bud Jam. Can't you just picture it? Oh, man. I that would just be absolutely incredible. If Air Bud could play Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Michael Jordan in outer space, I think that would just be the ultimate film. You know, I don't think it's going to get any better than that film. I think film would have achieved its highest point. You know, I think after that is accomplished, you know, Hollywood can just pack it in because it's not going to get any better than Air Space Bud Jam. It's definitely not. And that's my two cents on the future of the Air Bud slash Air Buddies franchise. Well, it's time for me once again to return to the doghouse. So we have to end this episode of Air Bud Kingdom. So, yeah, guys, You know, I don't have a Twitter account, but if you just tweet about Air Bud, I'll search for it. So you can definitely get in touch with me that way. That's probably the best way to get in touch with me, because that's just something that I'm constantly doing all the time, is just searching on Twitter for, you know, mentions of Air Bud, hashtag Air Bud, you know, because that's just what I'm just doing normally. So I'll definitely see it. So that would be great if you could do that. And yeah, you could you can get in touch with me that way. You know, that's the best way to send me your thoughts on what scenes you'd like to explore, what Jackie Fram scenes you'd like to explore on future episodes. Because I feel like that's going to be probably everyone's favorite segment. So we can explore that. And hopefully someone at high up and in Hollywood has heard my movie idea. It's fine. I don't need any compensation. I just need the film. So, you know, don't worry about that. Just, you can make the film. I'm not going to ask for any money. I just need the film to exist. That's probably the most important thing out of anything in the world. So, yeah, I just thank you very much for listening to this episode of Air Bud Kingdom. Okay, guys, well, if you seriously just sat there and listened to all that, you are amazing. That is, because, yeah, anyways, so yeah, that was our April Fool's Day episode. April Fool's, gotcha. I'm going to confess right now, I have never seen any Air Bud film at all in my life. So, yeah, that was just making all that up off the top of my head. So I hope you enjoyed that April Fool's Day episode. We will come back next week. I know we're on an every other week schedule, but we'll come back next week with a real episode. Real episode of the Creepy Kingdom podcast. Make the best of your April Fool's Day. Make it count. And until next time.